Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Flag of Japan. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for deep dives into fascinating topics drawn from the vast ocean of knowledge on Wikipedia. Today, we're exploring a simple yet profoundly powerful symbol, the flag of Japan, known in Japanese as Nishoki or Hinomaru. Now, the flag of Japan is strikingly minimalistic. It features a red circle, symbolizing the sun, centered on a white background. This design is not just pleasing to the eye. It carries significant cultural and historical implications. So let's unpack the story of this emblem, its origins, and its impact. To start, the symbolism of the sun is deeply entrenched in Japanese culture. In fact, Japan is often referred to as the land of the rising sun. The sun has been a source of inspiration and spirituality throughout the history of the nation. It is said that Japan derived its name from the Chinese word that means origin of the sun. Isn't it intriguing how a simple symbol can encapsulate a nation's identity? The earliest recorded use of this flag dates back to the 7th century during the Asuka period. Historical records suggest that military commanders would use flags with a sun motif during battles. However, the flag as we know it today was officially adopted much later, in 1854, for the Navy, and then recognized for all government use in 1889 as the national flag. One can't help but reflect on how identity and symbols evolve over centuries, don't you think? Interestingly, during the World War II era, the flag took on additional meanings. It was often used to represent Japanese militarism, and this association has echoed in the flag's perception even after the war. There's something thought-provoking about how symbols can morph over time, gaining new meanings in different contexts. How do you think this affects our understanding of symbols today? Let's not forget the design itself, which is surprisingly simple but has sparked a variety of reactions over the years. While some see the elegance in its minimalism, others have pointed out that it doesn't convey the rich cultural heritage of Japan. This brings us to a broader conversation about representation in national symbols. What do you think constitutes an effective national flag? Should it be simple or complex? Does it need to tell a story? In addition, the flag has also been a subject of controversy. Because of its historical ties to militarism, some people within and outside Japan have mixed feelings about its display. For instance, during international events or in diplomatic contexts, there have been instances where the flag's use has been contentious. This raises significant questions about the role and responsibility of national symbols in contemporary society. How should nations navigate their historical legacies with symbols that may have dual meanings? In modern times, the Hinomaru is not just a flag, it has become a symbol of national pride as well as a focal point during international events, like the Olympics. The recent Tokyo Olympics showcased the flag prominently, evoking a strong sense of unity and resilience in the face of global challenges. This brings to mind the resilience of nations through symbols, an idea worth exploring further. When has a flag or a symbol created a feeling of belonging or pride for you? Now let's talk about the flag's use in popular culture. The display of the flag in films, anime, and various forms of media showcases how deeply ingrained it is in the fabric of Japanese society. For example, numerous anime series incorporate the flag as a representation of pride or honor. In these contexts, it transcends its aesthetic form and becomes a vessel of emotion, history, and national identity. Consider how other countries utilize their flags in popular culture. Does the same sense of pride and emotion come across? As we navigate this conversation, it's essential to acknowledge that symbols can create a sense of belonging, but can also incite division. This duality is complex and definitely warrants further discussion. How do we appreciate the beauty of a symbol while also recognizing its limitations or problematic past? So, as we conclude our exploration of the flag of Japan, think about this. What does your national flag mean to you? Do you resonate with its symbolism, or does it evoke different sentiments? In a world increasingly defined by cultural exchanges, have our symbols kept up? I encourage you to take a moment today to reflect on the flags that resonate with you, whether it's the national flag of your country or that of others around the globe. Dive into the stories behind them. What do they encapsulate? Thank you for joining me in this enlightening episode of Wikipedia as we discussed the enigmatic flag of Japan. As always, knowledge is not something that sits idly. It's an invitation for dialogue and understanding. Until next time, keep seeking knowledge, questioning symbols, and embracing the rich tapestry of stories that define us all.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Flag of Japan. Thanks for listening. See you next time.